This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And there's some pretty breaking news. The headline from the Boston Globe, I believe it is, that came out literally like an hour ago. So there's not much in the story at this point. But according to... they have expanded it at this point. According to the Boston Globe, there is a 21-page order that has come out of a federal court today regarding the immigration ban. We talked last week on the weekend in detail, especially on Saturday. It was last Friday that Donald Trump issued an executive order to restrict travel into the United States from people who hail from seven different countries around the globe. The next day, late on Saturday, there was an order that came out, a temporary order that stayed the Trump order. So there was Trump's order, and then there was a judge's order. It was the judge's order that put a stay on Trump's order, saying to the immigration bureaucracy or customs that you are not to enforce Trump's executive order. Some of the customs officers continued to enforce it anyway in violation of that judge's order. And now, according to the Boston Globe, another federal judge has weighed in now that the 7 days has pretty much gone by, or will have gone by as of tomorrow. In a swift decision, a federal judge refused today to extend a restraining order that had halted the implementation of President Trump's controversial immigration ban in Massachusetts. U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton said in a 21-page order issued late Friday afternoon that he was sympathetic to the ACLU's claims that immigrants could suffer irreparable harm from the ban, but he found that the government's, quote, likelihoods of success on the merits weighs most heavily in the decision, unquote. The judge said further that because plaintiffs have not demonstrated that they are likely to succeed on the merits of any of their claims, an extension of the restraining order at the present time is not warranted.
So you say the second one was from Massachusetts, and then the first one where the first judge, that was only in his or her district, or was it everywhere?
You know what? That's a good question, because I think that it was New York.
Okay, so it wasn't everywhere, so it was just New York's federal... Okay, I was curious about that.
The ACLU and immigration attorneys had argued the president's ban discriminates against Muslims, and they sought a restraining order preventing the government from detaining or deporting immigrants with lawful documentation who are trying to enter the country. The lawsuit listed lawful permanent residents as well as immigrants with visas. In his ruling, Judge Gorton found that the lawful permanent residents who were named in the lawsuit do not need the protection of a restraining order because the president has now said his executive order does not apply to them. The judge said that he found the issue to be moot. And while Gorton argued that the immigrants who are in the country with visas are entitled to some form of equal protection, that the standard is lower for immigrants who are trying to enter the country, saying, quote, there is a distraction between the constitutional rights enjoyed by aliens who have entered the United States and those who are outside of it. Did I say distraction? I meant distinction. There's a distinction. The judge found that the president has broad authority to decide who can enter the country, a, quote, fundamental sovereign attribute that is largely immune from judicial control, unquote. That broad authority, the judge found, gives greater deference to Trump's claim that the ban was meant to so-called prevent infiltration by foreign terrorists. So you've got a federal judge here who's saying that the stay on the order is going to expire. So there will be no more stay as of, sounds like, late tonight or sometime tomorrow. Further, that he is endorsing the president's ability to have the power in the first place. So a judge, you know, deciding here in favor of executive power. Rejecting claims the ban unfairly affects the immigrants' rights against discrimination, the judge ruled that there is no constitutionally protected interest in either obtaining or continuing to possess a visa. He says a non-citizen has no inherent property right in an immigrant visa. Thus, because an alien does not enjoy a property right in a visa, he has no due process right that protects the manner in which a visa is revoked. And what remains unclear is whether the administration is revoking visas for people who were legally in the country at the time that the order was issued, which, of course, would mean even more disturbing stuff. If they were to actually revoke visas from people who were already granted them, well, that basically means possible roundups, you know, possibly hunting down those people who then would no longer be allowed to be here. You know, it's disturbing. I know, Vincent, that you are generally a Trump supporter, although you have been critical on some things. I know this is something that you and I disagree on. We got into it on Facebook earlier today, as a matter of fact.
Very late in the evening. Early in the morning or very late in the evening, depending on how you look at it.
I know some of the I guess it started late last night, but yeah, some of the comments were today. So, I mean, no doubt you're happy to hear about this.
You know, I'm not necessarily happy to hear about it. I'm not happy the fact that there's a fight like this between the judiciary and the executive. You know me. You know, I'm such a nice guy. I just want everyone to get along. But
well, I like it when the governments fight. Like it. It's if they're fighting with each other, they can't be spending time on the rest of us.
Yeah, or balance of powers, I guess. But you know, I'm not. It's not like I'm happy to see that, you know, this is going on. It's like asking someone, you know, when the invasion of Normandy was successful, like, are you happy to see it? Like, well, yeah, I'm happy to see that, you know, our side won. I'm not happy with the fact that we're at war at all. So that's probably not a very good comparison. But no, I mean, it's extremely unfortunate. I find it unfortunate.
You find the whole situation unfortunate?
Oh, yeah.
That people would be restricted from coming here? That's unfortunate?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that because of the actions of a few that, you know, this has to be done.
Well, ultimately, it doesn't have to be done. I know Ron Paul came out with a statement recently that what Trump ought to do is end the war on drugs. You know, if he wants to stop violent people from coming over the borders, that would be a good step in the right direction.
Oh, I agree.
Unfortunately, I highly doubt Trump will be considering doing something like that because most police support the war on drugs. Certainly the police agencies, the unions, these are people who are definitely behind the war on drugs. And, of course, Trump made his election success to some extent on getting endorsements from police.
Yeah, law and order candidate to describe
right.
himself. Could the executive do that? Could, like, let's say he would he need Congress's support to have, say, like, you know, to end the war on drugs? Or do you think he'd be able to do it with an executive order?
That's an interesting question. I think that the president has the ability, and I know we've talked about this before, and I'm sorry if I don't remember exactly. So somebody can call in and correct me if I'm wrong at 855-450-FREE. But I'm pretty sure that the president can just reschedule things. But even if he can't. Since he is the head of the executive branch, and the DEA is an executive enforcement agency, he could just simply issue an order to them and say, look, stand down. You guys are not to be enforcing the war on drugs anymore. Instead, you can, I don't know, investigate fake drugs. You know, like, go and... Because he couldn't, like, abolish the DEA,
yeah.
Right? But he could say, okay, you don't do this anymore. Instead, you can either just sit around and drink coffee until Congress finally gets rid of you, or you can investigate, you know, do something useful, right? Because there are crimes in relation to drugs, like if somebody makes a batch of fake drugs and sells them as something else, that's a criminal act. That's fraud. And so if they want to investigate real fraud, then I don't have a problem with that. But so, yes, in theory, Donald Trump or any president could have a large effect.
Now that I think about it, that's what some ICE and Border Patrol agents accused former President Obama of doing with them and their duties. So can't believe I forgot.
What,
that
having him just chill out, or
yeah, having him chill. That's what they said. That's what I think it was. The head of the Border Patrol union said that in like an interview with Breitbart, or maybe it was on some other thing, that, you know, there's a stand down order. So there is a precedent of it happening.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk more about immigration. And again, you and I, Vincent, got into it on Facebook. Maybe we can pull those Facebook comments up or something to start up that conversation on the radio where more people can hear it, because nobody sees the Facebook stuff. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
You thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
If you want to try out my pillow, you've got a very, very low risk deal on the table. You get your MyPillow at half price by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And within the first 60 days, if for whatever reason you decide it's not the best pillow you've ever used, then just send it back to them and they'll send you your purchase price back. So you go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You can also get two for the price of one. It is up to you how many pillows you get. But they're great. They're designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And I've been using mine for many months now, since probably springtime of 2016. And it is a great pillow. And it's also washable. So if for some reason you want to, you can toss it in your washer and your dryer. And it is designed for that. So MyPillow.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're going to continue here with a story about the court overturning, basically, not overturning, but allowing to expire the temporary stay that was put on the Trump immigration order that has been the subject of so much controversy over the last week. The court decision coming down just a couple of hours ago, story from the Boston Globe. So according to the judge in the case, a non-citizen has no inherent property right in an immigrant visa. Thus, because an alien does not enjoy a property right in a visa, he has no due process right that protects the manner in which a visa is revoked. He was saying earlier that there was no constitutionally protected interest in either obtaining or continuing to possess a visa. And it's certainly true that the Constitution doesn't address immigration. But Constitution doesn't address immigration, which to me says that the federal government should have no damn business in deciding who can and who can't come here.
I believe that Congress has the right for the one mention of immigration the Constitution does give. I think it's Article 8. It gives Congress the power of
naturalization. But that's different. Naturalization is not the same thing
become a citizen, yeah.
as immigration. Exactly. So you should be able to immigrate to a place without becoming a citizen. Because a citizen, in theory, is the idea of someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Go and look it up. That's what a citizen means. And, of course, what we've found is that according to multiple Supreme Court decisions, there is no citizen. At least there's no U.S. citizen, because the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled again and again in multiple cases that the federal government has no obligation to protect you. And so, therefore, if there is no obligation on their part, if there ever was an agreement, and I never signed one, you know, I was pushed out of my mother's womb on a certain plot of land, and so everybody calls me a U.S. citizen, but there's never been an explicit agreement. But even if there was, the U.S. government would be in violation of that agreement because they themselves have ruled through their courts that there is no obligation to protect. So therefore, if there is no obligation to protect me, how can I have a duty to them?
No, I agree. I've said on here before, you know, I believe in the social contract theory, at least, you know, for the moment. And yeah, I mean, I never knew that. That's interesting. I wish more people did.
Is that like believing in Santa Claus?
Well, it's called, how do I put this?
Because there's probably like more evidence for Santa Claus than for a social contract.
How do I know you have a right to that telephone right there? Why can't I just take that telephone? There's nothing tethering it to you, right? So it's like with property. So you just, at one point, you're going to have to, and this is what my objection to some of the more purist libertarians about the non-aggression principle is, at one point, you're just going to have to say, all right, well, we have to take this for granted, right? You have, you know, limit, I think you have to define your terms. And so, but, you know, whether or not you believe that, you know, for someone, I do, and most people, I imagine, they do believe in the social contract theory. They don't know what it is because, you know, education here in the U.S. sucks. But, I'd say the U.S. government is totally breaking their end of a contract, or at least
You bring up an interesting point about, you know, why can't you just take the phone, right? And that touches on... social contract's not the right word, because social contract typically refers to the agreement with the government, but it is sort of the way society works.
It's right, abstract.
And that is that people respect other people's property because we all believe in it, at least us here in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the commies may not believe in property, but of course they have this thing that they call belongings, and,
yeah,
and it's ridiculous. Like, oh, that's not my property, but you can't take it because it's my belonging. I mean, come
yeah.
on. Ridiculous. But so as long as we in society agree with property, then we respect each other's property, and it's understood that if somebody is to violate another's property, that they must do something to compensate the victim. Or in your case, you know, if you were to grab the phone and run out of the studio, then, you know, you just wouldn't be allowed to come back here until you made things right. So there are ways to kind of enforce that don't necessarily have to all be written down. I didn't have to have you sign a contract when you walked in here saying that you would agree to not steal the studio equipment, right? It's just sort of an unspoken agreement. And I guess that's what you're arguing that the social contract is, the unspoken agreement of. And it's a ridiculous one, but let's put it into words just
okay,
so we can
okay,
hear
yes,
how ridiculous
yes.
it is. Okay. The unspoken agreement is you do whatever it is they tell you to, or else.
Well, that's not exactly it. Let me put your property rights here. You own that telephone. I can't take that because you gave a bunch of pieces of paper to someone else, and it just says that it's yours. And now it's not. And well, I'll give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, it's mine. It's well, first of all, it's not mine. It's the church's. But
the church gave pieces yeah. of paper.
But
oh, wait, what's the church?
Well, I bought it, but I donated
the church, Ian?
The church is an idea. Churches are things that men have created to facilitate the worship and belief in. An understanding and spreading of a message in a, you know, sort of the belief in the origins of the universe and God.
And I would say that a government is, and I know a government
a lot like
is
a church.
It's yeah, and it's, instead of you know getting together in a belief, it's for mutual defense. And so you say, oh, you do things in order for us to.
But we can have mutual defense. Hold on, we can have mutual defense without a state. I mean, if you want to have mutual defense, go join a militia.
Well, but eventually that becomes
join a neighborhood watch group.
Well, then you're going to have a natural hierarchy, and you're going to have to give dues to pay for the equipment, pay
for
the
people's
time. But
the difference is, it's consensual. If you join a neighborhood watch group, you're consenting to that group's structure. You're consenting to that group's rules. And or if you don't, you can start your own neighborhood watch group, right? Like you can go out and do your own thing. The government doesn't give you those options. The social contract is they make all the rules up completely arbitrarily, and you follow them, or they put you in a cage.
Have you read Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan?
I've not.
Okay, so I've read portions of it, particularly because it's a very long book written 1600s English.
It's going to take me most of the year just to get through economics in one lesson.
Okay, so I've read portions. I'm not going to say I read all of it. I've read portions of Leviathan and the way Thomas Hobbes described it, and I don't necessarily agree with everything he said because his solution was to have a total despot, but what he said was, You give a group of people, they give a certain powers, right? And then John Locke made it, you know, said it was better to have, like, people choosing, you know, consent of the governed. But people would give certain freedoms away so they could get protection from a sovereign or a monarch, as you'd said. And it's preferable compared to the state of nature, which is a war against all.
If somebody voluntarily chooses to do that, I have no problem with it. The problem with the social contract is it is forced on people without their consent. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in if you like, and you'll sound better. You sound almost like you're in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We were talking about the social contract. What got us onto this discussion was the Donald Trump court decision by another federal judge basically saying that the stay on the Trump travel ban is going to expire. He is not going to extend that stay, so that's pretty much going to expire probably late tonight or tomorrow. We'll continue here with that discussion. Also, you can take control of the airwaves. Chris is on the line in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Hey, Chris.
Hi. Yeah,
welcome.
I just had to call when I heard you saying that we have no real social contract and that the government has absolutely no obligation to assure, you know, the well-being of the people.
Before you go on, Chris, can you tell me how you're listening to the show tonight?
Yeah, I'm listening through my Privy Devil's Advocates Radio's website. Their live
excellent.
Stream.
Okay, that's what I was thinking based on the location, but I wasn't real sure.
Yeah,
so,
the Devils are friends of mine.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad to be on. That's one of our newest stations, WRRD, there in Minneapolis, and I'm excited that they've got people listening to their live stream because they're a daytimer station, so once the sun goes down, the station has to go off the air. So we'll actually be on the air in Minneapolis once things get a little darker later. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, their station's actually 1510 a.m. in Waukesha, the one that I'm talking about that just went on the air. But anyway.
That's right next door, though, right? I mean, it's pretty much pretty much covers Milwaukee.
Well, no, one's in Minnesota, one's in Wisconsin. They're not right next door, no. But anyway, I'd really like to just get to the point for that. Okay. I called for, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
I just wanted you to understand something. Like, I'm going to read something to you just very quickly. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States. Everything that you were talking about, this is our social contract. This is our law. Regardless of what our judge decided. Now, let me just tell you something. No, it's an actual contract, actually.
But you didn't sign it.
Judges interpret law. They don't make law. So if some judge is saying that there is no responsibility for the government to ensure that the people are safe and are happy and are all of the things that I just read to you, that's just not true. This is our Constitution. That is the basis for our law.
Okay. Well, number one, first of all, I apologize. I confused Milwaukee with Minneapolis. I live in Keene, New Hampshire, so please accept my apologies for the geographic error. But the Constitution was a document signed to create a set of rules for the government to follow.
Right.
Now, we know they're violating those rules constantly, whether it's the Trump administration or Barack Obama or George Bush or whoever. They pretty much ignore the Constitution whenever they want to. And
they bring it up whenever it's convenient for them.
That's true. But ultimately, you and I didn't sign that contract. So how can you or I mean, if you want to agree to it, that's your business. But how could I be held to a contract that I never signed?
Well, you know, you're born in this country and you're a citizen, and that's just part of it. That's the way it works.
So that's kind of like slavery, right? Like if you were born on a slave plantation, then it'd be the way it works that you would be in slavery too, right?
Well, that's the way it would work if we didn't have the Constitution that protects our rights of free speech and, you know, our rights to have a government that represents us. And just because it's not working correctly now, just because people have subverted it, I don't think that we should throw it out. I mean,
why not?
Well,
what's the benefit of sticking with this union? Why not have Wisconsin or New Hampshire or wherever secede from the United States? Wouldn't that be a nice thing?
No, it'd be crazy.
Why? Why is that crazy?
They have no access to seaports, first of all, so they could blockaded and everyone could die
there's
there.
There's plenty of countries that don't have access to the ocean, and not everybody is dying or being blockaded in those countries. Look at Europe, for instance. Go ahead, Chris.
Look, you either have a government or you have a vacuum and you get dictators. I mean, that's just the way it is. Somebody's going to take the reins. And if the people don't And if people don't have a say, and people don't stand up and be part of that, then we will have dictatorship. And we are headed to a very authoritarian government here. It's very, very frightening. And we do have our constitutional rights that protect us. Unfortunately, most people do not understand them. And most people don't do anything about them. So I really do believe that people are waking up right now. And I have talked to you guys before. It's been a while. But I don't understand the non-government stance. I mean, you can't really turn back what has started here. We have nuclear plants.
Well, first of all, just to clarify, I'm the guy on the show tonight. I'm Ian, and I'm the guy who advocates that there should be no coercive state. Vincent is kind of a minarchist.
I understand where Ian's coming from, and I do think that it's a process, right? What kind of governments we could all live with is a process. I just think right now people aren't ready to not have a social contract. I agree.
People aren't ready to have no state. I totally agree, which is why I agreed with Chris when she said that if you boot one set of rulers out, it's just going to create a vacuum, and then there's going to be other people in search of power who will fill that vacuum.
We just have different ideas on how to get there, which is totally fine.
But ultimately, what I want to see happen is a paradigm shift where people start to look at the state in the same way that they look at chattel slavery from 200 or 150 years ago or whatever. So that's what I would like to see happen. We're nowhere near that happening right now. Why?
Why would you want people to look at it as slavery? Why wouldn't
Because that's what it is.
People look at it. If it's working in its proper form, I don't think so.
Well, the proper, if there were a proper form for government, it would be one where everyone consents. And if everyone consents to it, I have no problem, because as long as people are consenting, it's none of my business. If you want to have somebody, if you want to tell somebody, give them the ability to tell you what to do, give them the ability to control your life, to set a bunch of rules for you to follow, then that should be your freedom to make that choice. But for somebody like me who doesn't like to be told what to do by a bunch of strangers who I've never given any authority to, then I should be able to opt out of that system, shouldn't I?
And you can. You can. I mean, you can leave this country if you want.
Oh, if you don't like it, leave.
That's opting it. No, I'm not saying if you don't like it, leave.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that that is your option. You're saying if you don't like it, okay, when you're first born, you don't have this option, because as human beings need people to care for them. You cannot live as an infant and just pop out of your mother and live. It just doesn't happen. You need a society, and that society already built for you roads and schools and all kinds of systems.
And I have no problem paying for things that I appreciate.
Get involved and change them.
That's what I'm doing. But you just told me I should leave. So,
no, I didn't say you should leave. I said you have the choice of leaving.
Well, I am working on changing things. That's why I moved.
I deal in reality, not fantasy. And I don't think that the fantasy of no government is ever going to be a reality, because we have responsibilities in life. And we have things that are already here. Like, we all want clean water, right? You want clean water.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why I don't want the government in charge of it. My God, did you see what happened in Flint, Michigan?
No, well, I saw what happened in Flint, Michigan, but if you think that the government's in charge right now, you need to look again. Because what we have had...
Pretty sure they run the municipal water supply.
No, I'm pretty sure the corporations are running the show. I'm pretty darn sure.
Now, look, we've got decent water out here in Keene, New Hampshire, so obviously your mileage may vary based on the government and, you know, how much attention they're paying to their water treatment plants.
Well,
regardless, Vincent, I think you want to jump in here. Go ahead, Vincent.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily disagree with some of the things you're saying, but in order for you to, like, sort of understand what Ian is saying, so think back to before the American Revolution when, you know, things were starting to heat up. And this is what I used to get to talk to my father about libertarianism, is that someone who'd be similar to you or sounding would say to a patriot, they'd say, well, yeah, we can't live without a king. Oh, don't you see? We have a common law. We have a Magna Carta. And so
existed.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I'm saying, yeah. And so then people say, oh, you can't live with people who rule themselves. We need a king. And so then 300 years later, similar. So it's like a process. I'm not going to rule it out, right? You can't rule it out.
And a democratic government are totally different things.
But there's actually an argument that a king could be less tyrannical than a democratic government. If you want to continue the discussion, Chris, I welcome you to stick around. We'll do that with you. It's up to you.
I think I'm going to run right now.
All right,
my
I appreciate the call.
Dinner, but it was nice talking to you guys.
Good conversation. I appreciate it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite for life.
DinoVite.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you to join us there, if you'd like, is lrn.fm. And if you've been thinking about starting up your own blog or website, you really ought to go to hostgator.com/FTL to get 50% off of their regular prices. 50. That's 50. Not to be confused with 15, no, 50% off, because that's a serious discount over at hostgator.com/FTL. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating as rated by a third-party web hosting stuff, which looks at a bunch of different hosts and rates their uptime independently. They also have a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So go to hostgator.com/FTL and get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners like you. 50% off. hostgator.com/FTL. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio here tonight with you. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We just had an interesting conversation with one of our newer listeners to the show in Milwaukee, not Minneapolis. So sorry to all of our listeners out there. I went to government geography class, so hey, you know, don't blame me for this stuff. Anyway, we were talking about the social contract, this idea that because the government exists and because you were, you know, pushed out of your mother's womb on a certain geographic landmass in which that government claims territorial jurisdiction, that therefore you are somehow agreeing to being a part of all of this. Or else, if you don't like it, leave, is essentially what our last caller was saying. And it's not an unfamiliar viewpoint. It's certainly one that that we've heard of previously. And, you know, the reality is that this thing, you know, doesn't exist. It's not written down anywhere. But there are people who believe so firmly in it that they will kill you if you don't also appear to believe in it. If you don't go along with what it is that these people want you to do, they will put you in a prison cell, and if you don't want to go to the prison cell, if you resist them putting you in the prison cell, they will maim you seriously or kill you if they need to. That's the reality behind the state, and that's one of the reasons why I'm against the state. That's one of the reasons why I do want to see people come to that conclusion that was, you know, so shocking to our caller there, the conclusion that the state is this dreadful old idea, the vestiges of which should be left in the dustbin of history, in the same way that chattel slavery is a dreadful old idea, and that most people would agree today was a bad idea, and we don't want to do that again.
There's like 100, I believe it's around a number, like maybe like 20 million slaves in just like the North America region. Pardon me if I'm wrong. There's a decent amount of people who are still being human trafficked out there, so slavery is
still being
in practice.
It's in practice, but at the very least, it's not in your face. You know, you're not going to...
Yeah, you don't go to Home Depot and buy a slave.
But. Yeah, right. There aren't open slave auctions. There aren't plantations with people...
Well, not in the U.S. In some places, there are slave auctions. You just call it something else, but...
Yeah, I agree with you. Slavery has not been abolished from the face of the earth. But at the very least, in Western cultures...
Yes.
In, you know, polite company, it's generally considered to be an anathema. It's something that people are against. They are not in favor of it, and rightly so. It's something that humankind has moved beyond. Let's go to James. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent.
You call this so Free Talk Live, but you tend to like to hang up on me and project thoughts and sentiments that I don't hold and ask questions that I can't answer, so I have to call back another time to answer them. But, Vincent, I can hear your sneering in the background.
I actually sneeze.
I can't help but wonder either if you're autistic or if you do too many, you smoke too much bud. I know you've denied the latter, but by looking at you, I can't believe it, to tell you the truth. But I'm not going to call you a liar. But
James is like the pot detector here. He's accusing Heather. He's accusing you, Vincent.
James is a ball of sunshine. He calls me. James,
I'm,
you know how hurt I am
jokes.
Right now? I have been gone from around two months.
I'm
I haven't talked to you in 2 months,
you
and that's
joke.
The first thing you call me, James. I thought
I'm
we were better than that.
No, I'm not better than that. I'm calling somebody that you look like a dope.
But you know what, James? There is
no
we. You mean nothing to me, James.
You snivel as soon as I come on air, and then...
You know, calling people names, James, is really just scraping the bottom of the barrel. Don't you have anything intelligent to say?
Okay, make your point,
please. I have much more intelligent things to say than you do, Ian Bernard, if given a chance.
Great, well, let's hear it.
Started with ad hominem attacks, including Vincent.
You did start with ad hominem attacks.
Starting with me on another show at another time.
Let's hear the smart stuff now, okay? I've heard enough insults.
Smart stuff. By the way, last time we were on the air, we're together, the three of us. I was talking about war, and if you were a Christian, which you never were, Ian Bernard, minister.
Yes, actually, I was. I was baptized.
And anybody that's ever actually read the Old and the New Testaments,
sir, I will have you know,
Jesus is not a pacifist, hippie, pot smoking, hey, peace through superior flower power kind of guy, like
think
he is, and that you insulted millions of Christians that aren't anti-war like you think you are, and that makes you all righteous and better than everybody.
So you're saying Jesus is not a peace advocate?
So you asked a profoundly stupid but illuminating question about who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? Minister Freeman and Vincent, you should be able to tell him this already, on or off the air when he posed the question, Vincent, is that he would bomb Islamist state actors, Islamic State in the Levant. He would bomb people like that.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I disagree bringing Jesus into any modern political discussion about that. You know, that's just trying to use...
about politics.
Bring a point.
I'm talking about who would Jesus bomb.
Oh, yeah, that is...
Not politics.
That's
real politique. Continue, Vincent.
Where's all the wars that Jesus led?
Please
go ahead.
Jesus would support bombing the Nazis. Jesus would support bombing mass murdering communists. I could go on and on.
So crazy. I mean, Jesus, the idea that you
care.
The idea that you call yourself a Christian is really just pretty outrageous.
You're,
I mean, come on.
It's not outrageous. Here's what's outrageous.
There's no evidence
for
that. Where are the murderous rampages that Jesus went on in his lifetime?
Wait, you're projecting Jesus' life into this lifetime. I'm answering a question, Bernard. He never
There are plenty of terrible people. You're doing, James, you're projecting Jesus into a current discussion about ISIS. You're like, oh, Jesus would bomb ISIS, or Jesus would support bombing ISIS. And then when Ian says something I don't necessarily agree with,
hold that thought here. Who did you, look, Vincent, you're a Catholic.
Yeah.
And so, you know, presumably you've done some studying into the life of Jesus.
Yes.
Over your time.
They don't really emphasize that, unfortunately, in like religious schools or Sunday school. They don't emphasize the Jesus aspect, which I think is, is a disappointment.
It's a huge mistake. I mean, because if you're a Christian, then you're supposed to be Christ-like. You're supposed to try to emulate Jesus. Now, obviously, you're not going to reach perfection in your lifetime. But the Jesus that I understood was always one who was teaching a message of peace and, you know, turning the other cheek.
Well, he would have his moments, like, for, you know, not that I want to go too
deep. He tipped some tables over once.
Well, yeah, for the damn moneylenders. And, right. he condemned plenty of people, right? You know,
but did he kill anybody?
No. No, he died.
Did he advocate for
that? He died for everyone.
Right,
he died for everyone.
Let's let James back in here to ramble on about how Jesus is supporting killers. Go ahead, James.
You call yourself a minister and you believe in Free Talk Live, and you call myself rambling. You call me rambling man all you want. If Vincent were a Catholic instead of being a Catholic and claim only sicko that he is because he hangs out with a loser like you and a liar... Vincent, you know damn well that...
Who did Jesus hang out with? Wasn't it prostitutes?
Have you heard of the Good Samaritan? Jesus didn't care who you hung out with.
Yeah, thanks for the call, James.
Jesus didn't...
Didn't he hang out with prostitutes and other lowlifes?
Well, no, not lowlifes, because they, you know, decided to rise above that, and Jesus accepted them into it. Right? Like, you know, this is the parable of a Good Samaritan. I believe that was a parable. I will admit, I'm not as good of a Catholic as I could be. I haven't read the Bible in a very long time, but I believe it was a parable of Christ. The Good Samaritan, and, right, a Samaritan, Samaritans were a group of people, like an ethnic group. They're still around, actually. I think they're being persecuted by ISIS now. There's only 1,000 Samaritans left. Jeez. It's like a tribe. And so, Samaritan...
they're doing better than the Shakers.
So... So
there's
the Samaritan, there's a guy, right, an Israelite, I forget who it was, he was, you know, a part of a majority of people there, he was hurt, the rabbi walked by, didn't help him, some other people, or Pharisee, I think it was at the time, walked by, didn't help him, and then this guy that no one wanted to associate with the Samaritans went and helped the guy. And so, you know, talking about association, that I'm somehow twisted and deranged by associating with you and people in the church, that's not what Jesus said. James is twisting the scripture.
Is.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'm just trying to explain to you my position.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got hour number two right around the corner. Of course, plenty of time for you to join us here and take control of the airwaves. We can talk a little more about the immigration ban, plus one Hollywood star is apparently urging a military coup against Donald Trump. This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.